Hello everyone, welcome to grade 4. In this session, I am going to talk about browsing the internet topic. The internet is used by millions of people around the world to access and view a variety of information. You can send messages to others, book tickets, listen to music and watch movies on the internet. The biggest advantage of the internet is that you can access the information anywhere at any time using a computer or other devices. To connect to the internet, you need to contact the internet service provider, that is ISP. It is a company that provides us with an internet connection for a fee. For example, Jio, BSNL, Airtel and MTNL. You also require a network device called the modem to connect to the computer to the internet. We know that the World Wide Web is a huge pool of information stored in different computers around the world. Let us recall some terms used with reference to the www. A web page is an individual page of information on the www is called a web page. The information on the web page can be in the form of text, pictures, audio and video. The web pages contain highlighted text or images that connect to the other pages on the web. These are called hyperlinks. A website is a collection of related web pages linked to other through hyperlinks. It is generally provided by an individual or organization under a common name. Whenever you open a website, the first page that appears in the web browser is called the home page. The page is linked to other all pages on that website. Every page has a unique address called Uniform Resource Locator, that is URL, or web address. To view a web page, you need to type the address of the web browser. Like for example, www.google.com is the address of the Google website. Web pages contains highlighted text or images that connect to the other web pages on the web, that we call as a hyperlink. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is a universal language that is used to create a web page. There are some common options present in most of the web browsers. They are back, forward, reload or stop, address bar, bookmark, which is used to store and display and organize the most frequently visited websites. Then new tab option, and lastly it is history. It allows you to view all the websites that you have visited in the past few weeks or days. The World Wide Web consists of billions of web pages. Each web page has a unique URL to identify its location. It is not possible to know or remember addresses of all these web pages or websites on the www. In order to find some information on web, special websites exist. They are called search engines that help to visit websites with the required information. Google, Yahoo are the most commonly used search engines. The search engine uses a computer program called a spider that is used to roam World Wide Web. The spider explores the web pages and their links and then collects information from these websites. A second computer program indexes all the collected information to increase the speed of searching on the internet. The third computer program finds the matches between your keywords and the index pages. The websites that are best matched with the keywords are displayed first. Each search engine identifies the best sites differently. Therefore, different search engines display different results. While using the internet, it is important to be careful about the unexpected things that may appear in the browser. Since the internet is an open space, you can find all types of information and all types of people here. Therefore, it is important to be safe and careful. You can follow the following guidelines to be safe when using the internet. While browsing, never click on a link that flashes in between. Clicking on these links may add harmful programs on your computer. These programs can steal your personal information stored on the computer. Open only those websites that you are allowed to visit. Information on the some websites may not be suitable for you. It can make you uncomfortable or it might be disturbing. Don't trust all information that you find on the internet. Always cross-check it with your parents or teachers. Do not copy the material found on the internet and present it as your own work. It is similar to stealing someone else's ideas or work. If you find information that makes you uncomfortable, inform your teachers and parents. Thank you.